I think you're going to be so blessed of this special addition to the Kurt Landry Ministry family. We were waiting on that perfect person, and we feel like the Lord has brought you here. I think that you carry a real compassion for community. As the online pastor, you're going to bring in to the people to where they're hungry to develop their kingdom destiny. Shalom, Rabbi Kurt Landry here. I got a special announcement, and it's for you. I think you're going to be so blessed of this special addition to the Kurt Landry Ministry family to be able to minister to you in a unique way. For years, literally 3 years, we've wanted to have an online pastor, but you've got to get somebody who has not only the DNA, has the information, is one new man, understands the Jewish roots of the faith, understands that God's really interested in you unpacking your kingdom identity to create a purpose, to release your inheritance, to leave a legacy to your family. That's a mouthful, but the Lord's timing is perfect. And so I want to introduce you to the Kurt Landry Ministry family and our online pastor, Michael Hirsch. Michael, nice to meet you again online. Of course, we did a tremendous podcast with you and Selah, your wife, on your book that you have, Teaching on Shabbat. We'll talk about that here at the end. But Michael, we just want to officially welcome you as the online pastor. I know that for myself and Pastor Tim and the other leaders, we were waiting on that perfect person, and we feel like the Lord has brought you here. And but kind of share, how did you intersect with us? How did we all connect? And I think that's what people want to know. Well, who is Michael, and why? How does he understand me if I'm online? Because I think that you carry, and I've known you a long time, you and Selah carry a real compassion for community and unity beyond anybody I've met. I'll just be honest. I mean, you challenge Christy and I, you challenge Paul and Megan. I mean, you guys are out there in the community. You're new down here in Florida. You already know like half the state. You've only been here like a month. But it's interesting how the Lord has given you that. But share how you found us and then the impact of that. How did the Lord bring us all together? How did the Lord bring your precious family together at House of David and now being the online pastor of Kurt Landry Ministries? How did this happen?
Wow. Well, first, Rabbi, what a welcome and greeting and shalom to you, to CLM, to House of David and the One New Man Embassy. What an honor it is to be here with you and the team and just so many others just around the world that are a part of this ministry and this movement. It's been, as you touched on it, it's been years in the making. So perhaps the Lord has been really working on Michael's heart over the last several years. But we've been covenant partners with the ministry. And then through my wife, Selah, working directly with CLM and House of David, we had the opportunity to be able to attend, as you mentioned, our first as a family Passover event. And I'll never forget driving into the parking lot. And as soon as my feet hit the ground, I felt like I was at home. Wow. It's a welcome home. And I'm just in the parking lot and then making my way over to the front and had the opportunity to just be prayed over, prophetically prayed over even before, Passover had even started. And so that left a mark. And the ministry as a whole has really helped over the years to unlock my kingdom destiny, helping me personally to grow in my identity, my destiny, and my purpose. And so fast forward, we've had the opportunity uniquely, professionally and as a ministry, and then personally being able to get to know you and Miss Christy and Pastor Tim and Sandy and Megan and Paul. and the opportunity presented itself with the Lord. And I think others that perhaps were praying, maybe you in January to perhaps send us to Florida. But a handful of months ago is when we first felt the nudge of the Holy Spirit leading us to consider prayerfully making a move here to the Florida area. And God moved, we said yes, and now here we are, arms open and ready to serve and to see God's kingdom through CLM advance in a tremendous way.
You know, you worked with children in a very unique way in one of your last ministry assignments, and it really, you know, and all of you that know us, we are, I know people give us all sorts of new labels. Like right now, our new label is apostle, and we've always done apostolic work. But if I had to say what the Lord birthed me in, and I'm saying this, what the Lord birthed the ministry in, House of David, CLM, and the various different legs of the ministry, really has to do with allowing people to have spiritual results through experience. They need to, you know, everything needs to be taught, but the things that transform are caught. And people do not spiritually catch things unless they feel safe, they feel loved, they feel appreciated, there's gratitude, there's honor. And your family, you carry that so well. But one of the things about results is we are not, we've been labeled, but minor, that, you know, we're prosperity preachers. But we are Deuteronomy 8. It says God gives you the ability to create wealth to establish his covenant. If you look at the world today, the biggest battle, forget the rest of the world, but let's just focus because we're U.S. citizens. The battle is free stuff. I mean, that's where that socialist movement is. Let's get your vote because we're going to give you free stuff. And yet the Lord put it on your heart several years ago to actually take young people, and you were very successful at it. And I watched this at a distance, but close, you were teaching young people how to be able to be entrepreneurs. And the reason I say that is I would say, if I had to have a real label, I'm not going to change it, but I'm an entrepreneurial rabbi. I love business. I love capitalism. I love identity. And the thing is, you really can't embrace your kingdom identity unless you're successful. I mean, I can tell you this, once you embrace your kingdom identity, you're going to be successful. Well, whatever, it's Christ in you. Christ is in you to develop your kingdom identity. But share a little bit of your heart. I mean, that's a unique ministry that you did in a 501c to teach what age group and to be able to find out that they could actually share a little bit of that testimony. And the reason I want him to share this testimony, because as the online pastor, you're bringing that in to CLM, and you're going to bring in to the people to where they're hungry to develop their kingdom destiny. They may not be at the age, the young ones that you had, but if you succeeded there, you definitely going to succeed here.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So share that testimony.
No, definitely. Well, really, I was burdened in my heart to be able to create an opportunity that I wish I had when I was younger. And Rabbi, those that know that your testimony began in your 30s, mine in my early 20s. And it wasn't until then that I had my eyes open that the creator of the heavens and the earth had a unique plan for my life. And it was a plan to do good and have a hope and a future. And so as I started my walk with God, began being able to just see opportunities and needs that existed, I saw a huge need for this generation to be able to know that they've been created with a God-given purpose and dream. As Paul wrote to Timothy, don't let anybody look down on you because you were young. I know Timothy wasn't in his teenage years then, but he was a first time church planter, and so began seeing that need, and God really gave me and others a vision to be able to create real world, real life experiences for youth, starting at the young age of 8 years old. And it's helping these kids to begin to discover like who they are first, of course, in God, who they are in Christ. Paul wrote in Ephesians, like, you know, we are God's workmanship. You know, we are his masterpiece, but it just doesn't stop there. It's one thing to know who you are in Christ, but then it's another to find joy that there's a purpose and there's a plan. You're created to do good works in Christ Jesus. And so I founded a nonprofit that helped students that age do just that, know who they are in Christ, begin to discover, their God's purpose and plan for them, and then create the real world experiences through project-based learning. And so we're really helping these students to be able to think like innovators, to be able to give them real opportunities where they are at the fifth grade level, early middle school, that they're actually launching out and starting real businesses and real companies, ranging from a salsa company to a technology company and a host of others. And so all the while, what we're doing is we're really equipping students. We're not waiting for tomorrow. But we're providing opportunities today for them to be able to lead and to be able to positively influence this world.
Well, that testimony, I got to tell you, the reason it so resonated in my heart is because it's deliverables and results. Yeah. The reason our ministry, and you already know this, but you may not, the reason for deliverable and results is because I've had dear friends in the 35 years I've been with the Lord who are not walking with the Lord. They're totally backslidden, some of them in ridiculous lifestyles, not following God. And the reason they got there, across the board, they prayed something, they believed something, it didn't happen. They processed it, I'm being real basic, as rejection. God doesn't love me, and I'm too bad to be good. My sin is so outside the lines, even the blood of Jesus won't. It's all lies, but they buy it, and then they go off into, crazy lifestyles, divorce, ditch their families. It's horrible. I saw so much of that. So when I really started to get into House of David, I said, we have to have results. And then being connected to T.L. Osborne saying, I mean, the big thing about T.L., what he taught was, don't preach the gospel without a demonstration. So you need miracles. And that's where you come from. So share with the family, for you as the online pastor, you're going to bring that heart of results and deliverables into the people. So share how, what's your heart for the people to be able to get those results? I mean, now you're moving from 5 to, let's say, 15-year-olds, and you're dealing with all sorts of demographics here, but the principles are very effective and the same. But share with us, like, what's on your heart? How are you going to mentor? I like that word better than shepherding, even though you are shepherding them. But realistically, you carry a strong mantle of mentoring. How are you going to mentor them? I want to also mention about Michael is that you are an Iron Man.
Yes.
And how many Iron Men have you? Is it run, or how do you say that?
There's three disciplines in triathlon, and it's swimming, biking, and running. And those that are established athletes know that there's a fourth discipline called rest and recovery. And that's a whole message maybe for another podcast.
Okay. So you are an Iron Man. And how many events did you complete?
So I've completed 19. One of my first childhood dreams was competing and racing in the Kona World Championship.
Yeah.
And so Iron Man, I guess, picked a nice place to host a race for friends and family and athletes. And just about a year ago, I had the opportunity to finally reach that dream, Rabbi, and cross that finish line.
Yeah. Well, and I know we've watched you online, and I know Paul and Megan actually went to one of the events with you, and it's but I want to share that because you're carrying that as well. I mean, Paul said you'll have need of endurance. But share how you, the mentoring, what's the mentoring heart for the people online? Why did you accept the job at CLM? I mean, this is a unique group of believers. This isn't, our followers are, they're word people, they're faith people. They follow the calendar. They believe in prosperity. They believe in miracles and healing. You know, they speak in tongues. They believe in the nine gifts of the Spirit, all that. Saying all that, that makes it a unique group. But I really think that sometimes they need that mentoring from somebody who has the discipline to help them connect to their next step. Because anytime you take a next level, there's got to be a new level of discipline. So share about that.
Yeah, absolutely. And so, you know, it's written in Acts that the apostles, you know, they devoted themselves to the teaching, to the breaking the bread, you know, to prayer and to fellowship. And fellowship doesn't necessarily mean that can only happen over a cup of coffee or in person. And we are a global ministry. We are reaching the world. We're bringing the one new man message to be able to usher in the second coming of Jesus Christ.
And yeah, so absolutely.
I believe one thing that we have to figure out, and not just me, but with our incredible team at CLM and House of David and One New Man Embassy, is how we're going to be able to reach the world through digital ministry and opportunity, and seeing each individual attendee that participates in our live events in the spring or in the fall, or on our Shabbat services on Friday or through podcast and a myriad of other ways. How do we see beyond a number, beyond a user handle, and to be able to help people know that they're being seen and that they're being heard? And we're going to be here, that I'm going to be here to be able to help shepherd them through their journey to take those next steps. You know, you mentioned Iron Man earlier. You know, Paul writes, and he encouraged us in the New Living Translation to run our race and run as to win the race. And every single one of at anyone who's connected, Rabbi, with our ministry, I want to get behind them and to be their cheerleader, to be their encourager, get behind them so they can run the race well that God has called them to help remove those hindrances that might be holding them back, regardless of how long they perhaps have been walking with the Lord. And that's where this role is going to be able to come in. So I couldn't just be more thrilled to be part of this opportunity and to be able to see this side of CLM really grow and expand.
Well, you know, one of the things your wife, Selah, worked with us for years before you've come on board, and she worked with all of our branding, and I don't even know how many years, probably 10 or 12 years, but a long time. And the thing that's been interesting about her is that when I first met her, I didn't say nothing. I looked at her. First thing I looked at, I go, well, that's definitely a daughter of Zion. She's this Jewish girl, and she's raised in the church. And you guys are well connected throughout the whole church. But me, as a rabbi, I'm looking at her and I'm thinking, okay, this is like, I've never even said this to you guys. This is like 10, 12 years, whenever we first met. I thought, if she gets involved with us, just the experience of branding and helping us communicate our message, she's not only going to communicate to the nations, she's going to be communicated herself to the Lord in her own identity, which has been, so to say, hidden for a season. And as I've watched your family develop, and I've watched you over the years return to your own Jewish roots of the faith, to the point that you even have written a book on Shabbat, and which is an excellent book, but I've been at your house for Shabbat. I mean, what a, for me, I can share with you, one of the biggest blessings was we had your children and we had the Marcelino, our grandkids, all of us together. And we had Shabbat at your house. And it was, for me, I was, and I've never said this, I'm saying it now online, so now everyone can hear. But I knew the first time I met your family and you, first time I saw you at the Passover, and your father-in-law and mother-in-law, Jewish believers, I was watching them. I thought, they're getting involved with us to take a deeper dive into their identity, which will create a deeper relationship with their Heavenly Father, which is what empowers you with purpose. And that's what I've watched over these years with your family. And now you've written a book on Shabbat and how, but basically everything you do and everything when you interact with Pastor Michael, what's happened is you're going to interact with somebody who's a little further down the road maybe than you are. No better way, kind of like a guide. If you were to get like an 18-year-old young man or woman and said, listen, I want to run Ironman, you can look at them. You can say to them, you know, there's a place where you have to go. What do they call it? The second wind or what do they call that?
It is their second wind or getting through like the wall, the proverbial wall.
That's a, yeah, okay. Yeah. I can honestly tell you, I'm not an Ironman and I have not gone to the proverbial wall, but I have in the spirit. I've hit that in the spirit to where I've wanted to quit. I wanted to give up. This isn't working. I'm fasting. I'm praying. I'm sowing. I'm shouting. I'm doing everything and it's getting worse. So I do know how to coach people through that Ironman in the faith, but you actually know it in the physical and in the faith. But I think one of the keys to keeping balance and not allowing yourself to get into a fatigue factor is Shabbat. So share with us a little bit about your book that you have co-written with your wife and how that's tied to being the pastor, online pastor at CLM.
Absolutely. So they say that you're most likely going to help the person that you once were in life. And it is certainly through this book that we're helping leaders, achievers, and families. And that was a person that we were a few years ago, running hard after God, wanting to see his kingdom advanced, and, you know, be a part of a movement and just pursuing and going after big dreams, but not realizing at the time that I was running at an unsustainable pace. And that's scary when you have your eyes open to running at a pace in life that you are not going to be able to continue. When you're talking about years of legacy or inheritance, I was not going to be able to continue running at that pace to be the son to God, the husband to my wife, and the dad to my kids, and then ultimately be the leader that I need to be in the ministry. You know that he's called me to lead. And so it was during a trip. There's a couple of cliff notes here because our viewers can go back and listen to our podcast that we had a chance to do with Selah. But it was a little over 3 years ago on a trip to Israel that my eyes were opened during a Shabbat that God had this gift just waiting for me that I had no idea that it was as if, Rabbi, I was carrying a beautiful gift wrapped box for 40 some years of my life. So notice I'm not giving away my age, but 40 plus years that I never had opened up. And so when I opened up that box and discovered that God was inviting me, you know, into something, an ancient rhythm that he had established when he created the heavens and the earth, you know, it's like when you first meet Jesus and you can't stop talking about him. And with Shabbat, I found myself in that same place. I was just something that I couldn't not stop talking about. And so it personally transformed my leadership and my family. And then God really burdened our hearts to be able to share what we believe is a now message that the people of God need to hear. You know, we often hear about John 10, that, you know, the enemy comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And I believe that one of the end time schemes and tactics of the enemy is a Daniel 7, where in the Amplified, it talks about that he is going to do whatever he can to weary and to wear down the saints of the Most High. And I know about you, Rabbi, but I face seasons where I've been weary. I've been tired. I've been even a little burned out on religion and life. But Jesus in Matthew 11, he says, come to me, those of you who are weary, and come to me and I'll show you how to take a real rest. And so that's the message of pressing pause. We want people to maybe even be refreshed. Maybe those that have practiced Shabbat over time, we want them to be refreshed through this book, through it, to experience the goodness of God and really further be awakened to the purpose that God has for them.
Yeah. Well, the book, I was reviewing it this morning, getting ready for the podcast, and it's very easy to understand. It's very much in steps. The other thing, too, is it's very relational. So you feel like you're sitting down. But I would recommend it. You know, I'm just going to go to a side note. And this is just me personally. Christy and I have had an assignment to pray for some leaders. Obviously, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Sarah and their boys. But also we have a call to pray for President Trump and Melania and their family. We didn't choose it. We don't like to say, oh, because they're president, prime minister. It's just the Lord either gives you the burden. We've had the burden for like a lot of years for both families. So I will say this. One of the things you're seeing with President Trump is you're seeing they're picking him apart. Oh, he's grabbing the rail on the Air Force One. He tripped. They're so like, they're trying to put him in a President Biden condition box. You know, they're doing everything they can, you know, and I understand where it's coming from. But the reality of it is what you're seeing with him and is a fatigue from not resting. He needs to rest. So I'm actually going to get, I want you to sign one of the books and get it because I can get the book to him. And because it's the answer, because every time I look at him, I'm going, he's not aging out. He's not sick. It's not some disease. I recognize it because the similar personality types of his work ethic is what I have to do. Now, I am blessed to have... as you know, Megan and others around me. So when I start running too hard, too long, people will ask me to put the brakes. I've learned to listen. But the reason I bring that up about President Trump is not only just for you to pray for him, but it is his answer is Shabbat. He needs to take that Sabbath. He can do it. And he just needs to spend time with his family, spend time with the Lord. Like what we've done, Christy and I, we've celebrated Shabbat 35 years. But what I always do is I thank the Lord for the good and the bad, but I choose to like disconnect from it. And then I'm going to spend this day to regenerate, to renew, restart, but most of all, to take an inventory of my family. And how's everyone doing? Let's pause. Let's put the phones aside. How's everyone doing? And let everyone go around the table and tell the story. And I know that's how you guys do it. And I love it like when you and Paul, it for me as the older patriarch, so to say, kind of, when I'm at your house or at Paul's house, and he's spent time working all these things, and he speaks blessings over each one of the children and the guests that are there. That is so, I can't express the feeling you get when someone says this, your name, and then they speak a blessing. It sounds like such a small thing, but it is such a gift of life because the power of life and death is in the tongue. So anyway, if you want this book, we can go ahead and put that book up on the screen and you go to KurtLandry.com/pause and order your book and it will be a blessing. Now, in closing, what would you say if someone says, okay, I want to get involved with CLM online and I want to maybe lead a group. What's your vision for the multiplication and the expansion of the online community?
Absolutely. All about opportunity. And Rabbi, as personal as I can possibly make this, I look forward being able to have as many of those conversations that I can with anyone that has a heart to connect with our ministry. And whether it's through online care groups, it's through our resources, our blogs, our downloads, our prayer ministry, that's what I'm here for. I'm here to be able to hear your story and be able to hear about the burdens and call that is upon your life, get to know who you are, how you're wired, and to be able to do whatever I can. And if it's not me, to be able to connect with our amazing team here at CLM, that's going to be able to help you on your journey. And I want to be able to make that as personal as possible. And that's what I look forward to, seeing beyond the computer screen, that there's a story, that there is a call on the other side. And so let's start having these conversations. And that's what I'm looking forward to.
Wonderful. So I do want to say this. I'm going to ask Michael in just a minute to go ahead and look into his camera and pray for you. But the online community is a remnant end time prophetic for fulfillment, where, you know, you may be in Asia and you may be in Africa, you may be in Europe. As you notice, there's little pockets of awakening revival that are happening, not just at House of David. You know, we see it happening at Gloria Zion with Chuck Pearson when we were there. We see it happening here at Santa Rosa Beach at Vision Church. There's many other places that it's happening, that you, these pockets. And the thing is that you actually can have a pocket in your house, and what's in your pocket, your phone, is, and we're developing our technology now to even operate even more extensively with your phones and your devices. But there's no reason to feel left out or to be wishing your life, oh, I wish I was in Fairland at that. And that's great. But here's the key is, the time is now to start building your online community, your online. And Pastor Michael is going to be able to help you develop that small group. Do not despise the small beginnings. Don't just 2, 3, or 4. Yeah, I know that different ones that have been doing this that we've kind of beta tested with, some of these small groups are running 20 people. And that's very effective. Think about it, that they're praying together. And so I want Michael to pray for you. And what I want him to pray is that if you're one of those that you really feel like you need to get involved with the online community here at Kurt Landry Ministries, I pray the Lord touches your heart, and that I'm going to have Joel put up a link to where, if you want to connect with us, where to send that email to, where to make that connection. And Michael will start that process. But Michael, if you'd look into that camera, just pray for the people and release that. If just like you felt in the parking lot, you felt like you came home, I think someone's going to feel this in the prayer.
Absolutely. And Rabbi, let me just say, we both know this carpenter that chose 12. And they went on to turn the world upside down. I love what you said about not despising small beginnings. I'm excited that you're part of this ministry right now. You as God's son and his daughter, his king and his priest, who's called you for such a time as this. And I want you to know that you are God's masterpiece and workmanship. And I believe that the Holy Spirit right now is stirring in a really special way, and feeling a tug and feeling your heart race right now. And God has a plan. God has a purpose. And I want to pray right now that God would meet you right now, wherever you're at around the world. And that stirring, that nudge that you feel, that it is Him, that God, your Father, is calling you as a son and daughter to be a part of something that is bigger than you. And so I pray, Father, that you would continue to stir hearts right now, Father. God, I thank you, Lord, that you are shining a light, not on the next 12 steps to take, but just the next step, Father, that you have ordered. And so we come into the courts of heaven in Yeshua's name right now, and we just thank you that there will be no weapon that will be formed, God, against, or that would prosper right now in the name of Jesus, God, over what's happening this moment right now. And so we thank you, Lord, that the word says, where your spirit is, God, there is freedom. And so I thank you, Lord, that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Lord, I thank you, God, for God, what you're doing, what you're stirring right now, Father. And I just pray a special prayer of blessing over each listener and watcher right now, Lord. I pray that you bless and you keep them. Let your face radiate and shine upon them. Be gracious to them, Lord. Lift up your countenance. And I pray that he would give you peace in Yeshua's name. In Yeshua's name.
In Yeshua's name. Amen. Amen. Well, God bless you guys. Thank you for joining us on this podcast. If this podcast has blessed you and you really want to help the ministry, you know, it's great when you sow financial seeds. That's obvious, a great blessing. But you know what really touches my heart more? If you go to our YouTube and like, follow, and subscribe. You can subscribe. That helps the algorithms. Listen, the bigger we get, the stronger for me personally, I can press in and speak, because that's just how the world works right now. The numbers are important to us. I am not a numbers worshiper, but I need you. I need you to like, follow, and subscribe on our YouTube. We also have two small partnerships that you can do where you're getting like an Issachar word every week. And that allows me to be able to get people who are serious. It's just a small amount, but it helps support the ministry. But most of all, the reason I do it is I want somebody that's serious about saying, I need a now word this week. And so just go and check that out. But do subscribe and hit the notification button, because we're going to be bringing a lot of spontaneous, supernatural words and spiritual warfare. And you need to be able to do that. So join us at whatever level, crawl, walk, run into your kingdom destiny. And we're praying for you that as you unlock your kingdom destiny. Pastor Michael, thank you so much for sharing. Hope this had blessed you. Make sure you go ahead and go to KurtLandry.com/pause. And is it pauses or pause? It's just pause.
Just pause.
/pause. Take a pause. Order the book. You will be blessed.